And so we'd follow that process, and then what we'd eventually do, and this one's a kind of a fun example where there was some good back and forth and some interesting aspects about what goes on. We'd actually compile that information and then try to find the lab. So we didn't want to find a lab that was going to do the replication until we kind of understood what it took. And this is where Science Exchange, from you were just hearing about from Elizabeth Irons, that's where her organization came into play. So we needed to find somebody who was going to do this experiment. And Stephen works at Noble Life Sciences, which is a contract research organization in Maryland. And they were a good lab for the type of experiments that had to be done, the details that we knew at least. And so we identified the lab, and then we'd say, hey, Stephen, can you do this for us? And he'd say, yes, you know, this is how much it, you know, costs, basically, because that's what a contract research organization does. And then we'd have him also look it over and say, well, can you do it exactly the same way it's said here? And, you know, there'd be some subtle differences. Maybe the instrument is different. You know, maybe just they can't do exactly the same procedures, so you have to change something. So there's this back and forth about what was done originally and what was going to be done to try to resolve what was necessary. And that was all done informally, just over email, phone calls.